Hello, my name is Shanine, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. It's been actual years, but I finally finished watching the anime Fairy Tail. It got a little rocky in the middle there. How many times can you do the exact same plotline in one show? At least three. But the final season made it all worth it. This anime takes place in the magical land of Fiore, where many of the magic users join wizard guilds. These guilds are a place for them to learn and grow in their magic, use their skills for good, and as a home base as they go off on adventures and quests. Fairy Tail, the guild the show is about, is a tight-knit community of ragtag wizards known for being very powerful, but also for maybe making a bit of a mess and leaving a trail of destruction as they save the world. Their strength comes from those classic anime tropes of the power of friendship and love, and we see them overcome many impossible odds by banding together and fighting for one another. Another theme that we see in Fairy Tail is that of family, especially found family. The bonds between the guild members are strong, and though they often fight amongst themselves, they would die before they let someone else hurt their friends. They also view their guild leader, Master Makarov, as a father figure, and he views the guild as his children. In the final season of Fairy Tail, the guild is facing the greatest danger they've been confronted with yet, and Makarov is determined to protect his children. He goes to extreme lengths to protect them, even disbanding the guild and going off on his own to try to quell the threat before it can reach them. But those familial bonds run deep, and the guild members find their way back to each other and set off to rescue Makarov. But even with Makarov's extreme plans to protect his guild, we still haven't seen how deep his love for his children really is. On two occasions, we see Makarov ready to give his life for his children. In a fight against a powerful foe, Makarov uses one of his magical powers that causes him to grow into a gigantic version of himself, and gathers his children into his arms, blocking the full attack of the enemy with his body. In another fight, against an overwhelming army, Makarov uses a powerful spell that will eliminate much of the enemy, but will also drain his own magical power and his life. And he doesn't hesitate to give his life to save those he loves. John 15:13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Fairy Tail insists that they will find another way to defeat the enemy, but Makarov knows that giving his life in this manner is the only way to ensure the survival of his children, and he does it because of his great love for them. And this is what Jesus has done for us. I think sometimes we like to believe that there must be another way to earn our salvation and prove our righteousness, but Jesus knew that his death was the only way to redeem and restore us. And because of his great love for us, he didn't hesitate. That other image of Makarov gathering his guild up into his arms also reminded me of Psalm 91. "He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart." God has provided us salvation from our sins, and while the cross is the greatest act of love that we can point to, he continues to show his love for us in many ways. He is the refuge that we can run to when life is scary and overwhelming. He is our shield when we are threatened and endangered. He gathers us up into his protective and comforting arms because he loves us. Today, I simply want you to know that you are loved with the greatest love there is. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more nerdy devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Shanine for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, never be cruel, never be cowardly, and never ever eat pears.